0755.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Bottom of the hour, second half hour of hour number two on this Wednesday. Absolutely wonderful. Hump Day Wednesday, March 19th, 2025. Had a great meeting last night with the Antrim County Republican Party. After the meeting, we then had another meeting, Citizens for Common Sense in Antrim County. This is a new group they created as a doge for Antrim. Their mission paid an attorney $2,500 to create a petition sheet to get enough signatures to put it on the ballot in August to stop the bond. November 5th, 2024 election, we defeated a ballot initiative to increase our property taxes 5.2 mils to pay for a $33.5 million jail that they don't even have blueprints of. They haven't done soil borings. They don't have a foundation plan. They don't have a specs of materials list. They have no way of knowing how much it's going to cost to build this new jail / public safety center with a mental health clinic as part of it. We put up signs. We knocked on doors. We told people to vote no on raising our property taxes. Antrim County folks, in their CAFR, report, comprehensive annual financial reports shows that they have $64 million in reserve. In reserve, sitting in various accounts, earning interest. And they wanted us to increase our property taxes to pay for this new jail. Well, the voters spoke. While electing Donald Trump, 70-some percent of the vote, electing my wife, Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk, with 62% of the vote over Cheryl Guy's writing campaign that was funded by Jocelyn Benson's Super PAC to the amount of $127,512 of Jocelyn Benson's Super PAC money went to support Cheryl Guy's writing campaign, and she lost. We also defeated the jail. So what did the new Board of Commissioners do on February 6th, their second meeting of this year? They voted 3-2 on a 5-member board to go forward with their plan B, to borrow $25 million in a 25-year bond that was going to have to pay back not only the $25 million, but $17.2 million in interest, bringing the loan up to $42 million, plus taking $8.5 million they have in the rainy day fund, for a total cost of over $50 million for a new jail in Bel Air, Michigan, in small Antrim County. Well, the Citizens for Common Sense said this is insanity. They paid the attorney, they got the petition sheets, and it was reported at the meeting last night that we have already collected 2,100 signatures out of the necessary 2,200 with a week to go. We are going to turn in over 2,800, possibly 2,900 signatures on Thursday, March 27th, 3 days before the deadline. And we're going to put it on the ballot Well, actually, by giving the signatures, it will trigger and force, I should say, the county commissioners to put it on a special election in August that's going to cost the county another $32,000, potentially up to $50,000 to hold a special countywide election to vote on just this issue. Should we borrow $25 million having to pay back $42.5 million over 25 years to build a jail public safety center? Yes or no? Well, guess what? They never expected that citizens with some common sense in Antrim County would do this. But we did. I want to thank Dale, Dorothy, and Todd Eschenberg. Husband and wife and their adult son collected over 700 of the 2,100 signatures. All of us else, everybody else turned in 100. One guy, I believe, turned in a couple hundred. My team, Rob Bargy, Tom Ebersole, myself, and others, we turned in over 100. I'm going to be collecting them again this week. I'm going to be going door to door to my neighbors in my neighborhood after work, knocking on doors, explaining to people, asking them to sign my petition sheets. I got 10 sheets. I'm going to try to get another 100 signatures myself this week. We're going to submit these to the county clerk. And if the commissioners want to challenge them, God bless you, go for it. Because we ask people at the door, at the grocery store, at the gas stations, all the places, Tractor Supply, we've been, are you a registered voter in Antrim County? Yes, I am. We're circulating a petition to put on the ballot to stop the bond. Three of our five county commissioners voted on February 6th to borrow $25 million and pay back $17 million in interest to build a jail safety center. They've got the money in the bank. They don't need to borrow any money at all. They can scale down this Taj Mahal that they're wanting to build and get it done. Will you sign our petition sheet to put it on the ballot for a vote of the people? Yeah, I'll sign that. I can't believe, didn't we just beat this thing in November? Yes, we did. Well, then why did they go forward with it in February? Three of the five county commissioners voted for it. One of them is Jason Helwig in Mansalona. When I was over at Working Family Fair and gas stations in Mansalona, and I told him how he voted for this, you know what they said? He needs to be recalled. Well, there's a problem. The Michigan Association of Counties lobbied Lansing a couple years ago and converted our two-year election cycle of county commissioners, folks, are elected now every 4 years in the presidential election year. So when you elected your county commissioners on November 5th of 2024, you're stuck with these guys for 4 years. In a four-year term, you cannot recall elected officials in year one and in year four. Number one, the first year, they haven't even really voted on anything. Well, these three of the five county commissioners did. On February 6th, they voted to ignore the will of the people and go ahead with their plan B to borrow the money in the form of a bond. There's going to be other votes coming up very soon, and I'm going to be at every county commissioner's night meeting, and I'm going to be sitting in the front row with a tripod and my phone videotaping their discussions and votes. And there's one county commissioner I'm absolutely going to recall in January. Between his vote for the bond between other votes that are coming, I am going after Jason Helwig in Mancelona. I am making it my mission in life to get him recalled on a recall election ballot and replace him with a constitutional conservative, fiscal conservative, and replace him and get that third vote of the five-member board flipped. When we get the new candidates to run against them in a recall election, we're going to knock on doors, we're going to put up signs, and Jason Helwig will be defeated next year. He's not going to serve 4 years as a county commissioner. His butt will be replaced next year. Then we will have a 3-2 majority of our county commissioners board. And Helwig will be gone. And that will leave the current chair of the board, Bill Heffron, and Terry Van Alstine as the two votes against the conservative board. Jairus Rubing will be chair, Ray Scola will be vice chair, and they will be outvoted 3-2 for the next 3 years. This is what we are doing in Antrim County. You need to go to your county commissioners' meetings on a regular basis. Now, I know a lot of these commissioner meetings are during the day. Why? Because they don't want the common man, the working man, the businessman to be able to attend their meetings and watch what they do. Well, the fortunate part of it is most of these county commissioner meetings now are videotaped. They are on the county's website or they are on the county's Facebook page. You need to go and watch these county commissioners. How they vote, the things that they vote on, the issues, planning commissions, whatever it is that they talk about, you need to be informed and you need to know what the makeup is of your board. If they're not conservative enough, if they're not fiscally conservative, if they are on a woke agenda, you need to recall them next year starting in January. They can only be recalled in years 2 and 3. You can't recall a 4-year elected official in year 1, and you can't do it in the last year of their term because they're coming up for re-election. But you can recall them in years 2 and 3, and Jason Helwig, your days are numbered. I'm going to make it my personal mission in life to get you replaced next year. Final segment of hour number 2. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I got a couple of text messages during the break. People asking, how do you recall a county commissioner? Well, it's very simple. You go to your county clerk's office and you find out from the county clerk how to do it. They will tell you, based on the presidential election, the most recent one, November 5th, 2024, what was the number of votes in your county for president? If it's a midterm election, a governor's race, it would be the governor's election. But because it was presidential last, you would go based on the numbers President Trump got in your county. If your commissioner is a Republican. If they're a Democrat, it would be based on Kamala Harris's numbers. Then they will tell you the percentage of the vote total would be the number of signatures you would have to collect in that county commissioner's district to put it up for a recall election next year, 2026. Before the November election, it'd be a special election, most likely held in May. Could be August during the primary, but it would definitely be before the November general midterm election. The recalled commissioner will automatically appear on the ballot. You would then have to find a candidate to run against them. Then you would have to carry out a campaign. You would have to knock on doors. You would have to tell your story to the voters. You would have to put up signs for the new candidate. You might even have to run some ads in your local newspaper, pointing out the voting record this year of that county commissioner. Your reason, your purpose, your desire to recall this county commissioner. Then the people vote either to keep the current county commissioner or, based on his voting record, to boot him out and replace him with the other candidate. This is how you do it. Go to your county clerk and ask. They will tell you the process. They will tell you how to do it. They will tell you the numbers. And they will tell you and give you the petition sheet to be able to collect enough signatures to trigger the recall. That's how it's done. And you have to remember that this is something we must do to hold our elected officials accountable. It's very simple. It's very simple. This process is the way to make sure that they know that we are watching them. We are watching their votes. We are watching their bills. We are watching what they are doing. One thing you have to understand, and this is very, very simple, but it's so important. These people get elected to a four-year term. They think they're done. I got elected. I got sworn in on January 2nd. I can vote for anything I want. And if the people don't like it, too bad. You elected me to represent the district. I'm voting the way I want to vote. So guess what? Based on the way you vote, we can also recall you in January. You see, we are not going to tolerate this crap in our county. It's that simple. And especially when it's a five-member board and only three of the five vote for it. One county commissioner was the difference. And that county commissioner was Jason Helwig. Mansalona, eastern part of Custer Township. I know the district so well because I pounded a ton of signs in Mansalona and Custer for Vicki's county clerk race. I know the people. These are salt of the earth, good people that deserve a good county commissioner. And you, sir, Jason Helwig, you ain't it. So, I'm going to do it. I am going to lead the signature drive. I'm going to recruit the candidate to run against them. I'm going to design the signs. I'm going to help them. I am going to personally knock on every door in that district. I'm going to get the new candidate to knock on doors with me. And we are going to explain to the people of Mansalona and the eastern part of Custer Township this commissioner and his arrogant attitude. I have never seen a more arrogant county commissioner in my life. Some meetings, he don't even come. He gets paid, but he doesn't even attend. Well, he made sure he made that February 6th meeting when he voted for the bond. And guess what? The people of your district, sir, are going to know about it. And also, there's another vote coming up on a bill, a motion, I should say, on the agenda for Thursday night. That's right. Tomorrow night, county commissioners meeting, I'm going to be sitting in the front row with a tripod and a video camera. And I'm going to get your comments, Jason, on this motion. The campaign has started to recall you. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott.